child in the world one lesson, what would you teach?
Well, the lesson is, so what makes children so different? We started off talking about that, and so unique is the sense that they feel ignorant. And because they feel ignorant, they're curious, right? I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know why this is happening here. I better read about it. I better learn about it. I'm curious because I don't know why things are the way they are. Okay? And then you get older and you think you know everything. You know, I don't need to think about that. It's so obvious. I read it in a book. Science has told us this. You know, I read on Amazon. I read on a podcast. Robert Greene said this. I understand what the world's like, right? So you want to tell the child to keep that sense of ignorance, to keep that sense of you don't know what the world is about and that you're curious. Do not lose that. The great proponent of that in history was Socrates, who believed that there's no knowledge without ignorance, that you always begin from the proposition that you do not understand. And from that sense of I do not understand, you're open. You're open to different explanations, to different possibilities. Do not lose that. Do not lose it. That is a skill. That is what makes an Albert Einstein who he is, because he retained that childlike wonder. That is what makes a great artist, you know, who thinks about things deeply and originally. They retain that sense that they do not understand and they want to learn. So learning is the most exciting thing in the world, for me at least. I don't know for other people. When I feel like there's something I don't know and I learn about it, it's as good as sex almost, I can say, you know? It's just exciting. It's almost like a mental orgasm. I'm learning something, right? But you can't learn things if you think you already understand the answers, right? So I want to tell that child to retain that curiosity. And they have a phrase in Spanish that the painter Goya used even when he was in his 70s, and it's aún aprendo, which means I'm still learning. So you always want to keep that. You always want to aún aprendo. You're always learning things.
There was a, I enjoy listening because if I speak a lot, I'm just recycling what I already know. But if I listen, I might learn something new.
Yeah, but I'm doing all the speaking.
No, in this case, you. But you also learn because you're a curious human. And that's how you're, you said 6 years now on the current book. That's a learning. If you could have once, are you tired, by the way, or are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm gonna reach my wall soon, but I'm okay.
We don't have too many.
Okay.
What is a piece of advice you've never forgotten?
Well, it was negative advice. I've told the story before, but I was living in New York, probably about 25 years old. I was writing for a magazine. It was a magazine for Italian Americans, a glossy magazine called Attenzione. And I'd written an article about traveling in Italy, which I thought was a very good article. Then the editor of the magazine has me out for lunch. And he's kind of this older guy who ends up as kind of an alcoholic. And he's having his like second martini during lunch. And he says, he starts laying it to me, because Robert, you know, I was looking at your article and I want to give you some advice. And my advice is, you're not a writer. Give it up. You don't have the right mentality, right? You're not disciplined. You're writing all over the place. You're not controlled. You're not really communicating the way you think you're communicating. It's not the right kind of what we need for our magazine. If I were you in this kind of harsh world, I would go to business school, because it's going to be very hard for you to earn a living as a writer. Okay. Kind of reeling from that for several days. And then I'm thinking, because inwardly, I'm a pretty tough person. I'm going, well, you know, maybe there's some truth to what he's saying. And the truth is, I'm never going to be good at journalism. I don't like journalism. The reason I don't like journalism is you write something that's for immediate, it's for like something that happened for the last 3 days. Mm. People read it and then it's gone. Nobody ever reads it again. You're always locked in the present moment. And I'm somebody who thinks in terms of thousands of years, not in 3 days or 4 day increments. It's a bad fit. I'm not made for journalism. Mm. You are a writer, Robert. Do not get discouraged. It just means that this guy's an alcoholic. He's got problems. He's projected them onto you. You still can write. It's just that you're not meant to write journalism. So it always stuck in my mind. Mm. Hearing people tell me I can't do something always kind of motivates me to do it. Mm. It's my great fantasy. There was this physical therapist who said, Robert, you're never going to be able to ride a bicycle again. And as I told this other therapist, my great fantasy is in a couple of years to get on a bicycle, to ride by her house and to give her the finger.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.